Hey, Kurt.
Hey, David.
It's been a month, dude.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a month.
Yeah, life gets in the way sometime. Well, right before we were recording, we were talking about that experience that everyone has, usually with that one type of alcohol that almost kills us.
Yes.
For David, apparently it's gin.
It's gin. I had one of the worst experiences of my life with gin. So it was right after my dog got hit.
Okay.
And no, I don't.
Okay.
That's all you kind of need to know.
That's enough.
Yeah. So,
the alcohol that it's you'll notice a lot of people have this problem where they'll get that one whiff of something like, oh God, that smell. I know that smell. For me, it's gonna be black rum, the Kraken black rum, because I was on spring break about 5 years ago in St. Augustine, and one morning I wake up and I'm like, you know what? Today I'm just gonna drink like really heavily. So I started the day off with about a solo cup full of maybe 20% Coke and 80% black Kraken.
So today? That was today?
No.
You already started off at...
No.
Wait, today?
Trust me, I would already be passed out on my couch if I had that much to drink. But the thing is after I drank that, I'm like, I'm going to go sit out in the surf. So I legitimately pass out in the water, like, because it's low tide at the time I go out there. When I come to... I'm almost up to my neck in water.
Oh, damn. You legitimately would have died.
I would have almost died. And none of my friends I was there with knew where the hell I went. Even though I was probably about 200 feet from where the place we were renting. So ever since then, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to touch this stuff anymore. Because it legitimately almost killed me.
Oh, for sure. And did you end up like... did you get caught? Did you end up like...
Well, what I had done...
Coasting
is-
down... Even though you're sitting in the water,
did well, you what up- I did is I'd sat. The thing is I'd sat myself down in like with my legs crossed in like yoga.
Yeah.
So I'd sat myself down like that, and the way that the sand had gotten to me is that it had covered. It hadn't covered my arms, but it had covered the lower portion of my body.
Oh, jeez.
So when I first came to, I was like, oh shit, I'm trapped. I'm gonna die. But then I just wiggled out of it, so I wasn't like in too much. The thing is after watching that, I noticed that I was at full tide then, so I wouldn't really have where I was sitting drowned.
Yeah.
But I could have.
But still scary, yeah, for sure.
Because the thing is I wasn't sleeping. Like, I was literally just, like, sitting up with my shoulders back and just sitting there, sitting in my Zen pose. And I came to. And I was like, oh, I'm in danger. So, let's talk about other things.
Yeah, great way to start off the show. Talking about you almost dying. I dream of it every night. Oh. So, yeah, over the past month...
lots changed.
A lot of stuff.
We're
married to Vladimir Putin now.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
San Diego Comic-Con's going on.
Yeah, that's going on currently.
We also have had Ant-Man and Wasp come out.
Jurassic World, which you haven't seen.
David saw Jurassic World. I saw Ant-Man and Wasp. Ant-Man and Wasp was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a blast.
It's definitely better than the original.
I agree.
It's a lot more fun, and it always answers spoilers. It answers what happens when the snapping happens. So
To them, yes.
Also, I really liked Michelle Pfeiffer with her... what's the best way of putting this? Jesus touch?
Yeah. The healing touch?
Yeah, pretty much. So she was interesting to see as a character. There's a lot of humor in this movie, a lot of fun. Like, it is, at the moment, Marvel's recoil to Deadpool. Because, I mean, Deadpool is known for just being funny and offensive, but this one's, like, a smart funny.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Although, one thing that I still can't wrap my head around in the physics of this is how... Because in the original movie, they argued that you shrink the size of your molecules. It never talks about the actual density of your molecule. No, it does, because the thing is if you shrink down to be an ant size and you punch somebody an ant size, you're throwing a 200-pound punch,
yeah,
which is a normal punch, well, quote-unquote normal punch, in the size of an ant. So if that's true, how does that work physics-wise? Because if he's so dense... Yet he's the size of an ant. He should be leaving prints, like, every time he takes a step. Dragon Ball Z.
There's a dead Yamcha
Funko.
Funko Pop at San Diego Comic-Con.
Nice. But, and then another thing is, I do like the whole idea of when you go Giant Man, you get really tired.
Yeah, because it takes up way more energy.
It takes up way more, but at the same time, I don't understand the physics of it. The thing is in the movie, they have a
Hot Wheels. I don't think you need to.
They have a Hot Wheels car roll of all these different cars that they can shrink. Yeah. Wouldn't that hypothetically weigh at least as much as those damn cars do? That thing would be at least 10,000 to 20,000 pounds. There's
you're probably right.
Someone should be able to pick that up. Same thing with the building. The building's got to weigh millions of tons. It can't be moved like a briefcase. Unless you legitimately lose the mass, which is bullshit sci-fi.
Yeah.
If you lose the density of the mass... Like, the thing is I can understand shrinking the space of atoms. Yeah, arguably okay.
Yeah, but it wouldn't change the weight.
Because when you look at an atom... They're so vast.
Yeah.
The distance between the nucleus and the electrons is vast. You shrink that space, okay, I can buy it, but that doesn't do anything to the mass of the atom. But yeah. I mean, this is just like arguing bombs dropping in space from The Last Jedi.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really... Superhero physics, I mean, they're hoping people don't really look into them too much.
Yeah, I mean, during the movie, I wasn't thinking about that. I was having a good time. And then after the decompress, like, you know, the when you get out of a movie, you're thinking about the movie for 30 minutes. That's the one thing that irked me the most is, like, this does not make sense. Oh, and if I didn't mention it earlier, spoilers, because the post-credits scene is we get to see Ant-Man in the...
Quantum realm.
He's in the quantum realm, which is outside of the universe.
Uh-huh. And they do mention time portals, which is going to be very significant.
In Avengers Forever, which is what we think is going to be called.
Hopefully we get an answer. Well, they're not at Comic-Con, so we probably won't get an answer this weekend.
But the thing is that the entire team, his entire team, so Wasp, Hank Pym, Michonne... Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm not going to call her Janet. She's Michelle Pfeiffer.
It's Janet.
Whatever. Michelle Pfeiffer are all snapped.
She's still gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. She's ridiculously gorgeous for her age.
I know.
And, I mean, it's I do like it when celebrities do age, but they age with beauty.
Yeah. She's aged and with beauty.
I know I'm going to piss a lot of people off when I say this. Rest her soul. I think Carrie Fisher, I said this in The Last Jedi, and The Force Awakens, I wish she did have so much work done on her face so that it was stiff, because I wanted to see...
Yeah, she didn't age well.
She didn't age well. Harrison Ford aged well, because you can see, oh yeah, he just looks like an older
Han. Harrison Ford is still a fucking handsome man.
He just looked like an older and older Han. And then you look at...
He's my wife's hall pass. Like, Harrison Ford now is my wife's hall pass.
But the fact of the matter is you look at him, it's like, oh yeah, that's an old Han Solo. You look at Leia, it's like, who are you? Oh, Carrie Fisher, huh?
She had a hell of a hard life, though.
That she did. And I mean...
Drugs are a horrible thing.
Unless rest in peace. But I like it when celebrities who are older do show their aging. Yeah. They don't try to fight with Botox.
Yeah. So, you're saying the luckiest person in the world is Sam Jackson, who doesn't have to hide
it. He's a vampire.
Right? Or Keanu Reeves.
Same thing, vampire.
Right.
Who else does not age? No, he aged. Well, he's dead now, so he did age legitimately.
Who?
Christopher Lee.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like himself for a long time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Up until, like, the end.
Yeah.
I think Kirk Douglas is still alive, but he's like a skeleton now.
Yeah. Oh, Steve Bellucci? Or what's his face?
Buscemi?
Buscemi. He's looked the same.
Yeah, I think he actually has gotten better looking with age.
I think he's always been interesting looking.
He's always been interesting, but I think that interesting is now getting, like, I don't know, Goldblum?
Yep, Goldblum. He doesn't age.
Yeah, he does. He does, but he does it well.
We've been naming a lot of guys. We need to name some women.
Serena Angelina. Williams. Angelina. But she's probably had some work done.
Yeah. Serena Williams. I don't know how old she is, but goddamn, she's... My whole family loves
tennis.
Loves tennis, so, I mean, I see her, she's the same exact, she looks the same exact as when I was, like, 10, which was, like, 15 years ago, but...
Well, yeah, why can't I think of any, like, actresses that have aged really well? Why can't I think of any actresses off the top of my head right now?
It's probably the beard.
I will say that Gwyneth Paltrow looks better than ever.
Yeah, she does look really good.
She's aged well.
Natalie Portman always ages well.
She's only a couple years older than us, so...
I was going to make the joke that Port always ages well, so Portman would, of course, age well.
Okay.
Port wine's good, if you can get your hands on it.
Oh, but I actually want to talk about Ant-Man and the Wasp a little bit more. Okay. The implications of the time portals will make it very interesting. They've already confirmed multiple timelines, pretty much, for Avengers 4.
So the hero dies as a child, the hero doesn't die as a child, and defeats Ganon.
Yes, yes. So it's going to be interesting. But I think we'll see Scott in Captain Marvel, which is set in the 90s. And maybe, just maybe...
As a post-credit?
That's how she comes to modern day.
Huh.
Just maybe.
Do we know what year 90s we're speaking?
No, I don't think so. Early 90s?
Because, you know, it's going to be weird. Her jumping from... I mean... Oh, jumping from the 90s to the 2018 or 2020 is where it's supposed to take place?
Yeah.
So jumping to 2020, like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of technology leap. But, I mean, at least she knows, depending on when she is, like, oh, the internet became a big thing.
Yeah.
Oh, cell phones became a big thing. It's not like she's going to be out of the loop like Captain America was.
Yeah, for sure.
She's going to... It's going to take a little bit of... It's going to... Like, Captain America...
But she's also probably been in space, so she's just seen all kinds of weird technology.
That's true.
So I don't think it'll be...
But, I mean, it's also like the Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, it's called the Zune.
Yeah,
you can have 300 exactly. songs on it. It's like, oh...
Yeah. So, I mean, you kind of do get that with Peter. He left in the 80s.
Yeah, but he didn't come back to Earth.
Not yet.
Not yet, but I... Well, he's not going to. He's dead.
For now. Now. They are legitimately shooting a movie with one of the people that got dusted. Spider-Man Far From Home is currently shooting.
It's currently shooting, so we know he survives. Now, another theory that I heard was, I think this is interesting, is that the snapping didn't kill them. It just transported them
into the Soul Stone.
Well, no, not even the Soul Stone. To a different universe.
Hmm.
It just eradicated them from this universe and sent them to another one.
Well, they're probably just in the Soul Realm, which would be the same, basically the same thing.
But is the Soul Realm the same thing as the Wakanda experience, the Simba?
No, it's not. It's where Thanos talked to young Gamora.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Soul Realm.
Is that hell?
No, they're legitimately in the Soul Stone.
Okay.
So basically they just get transported into...
So it's purgatory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. So, yeah, they're all there, so... And did you see that they confirmed that it even included animals and stuff?
What?
So, like, the snapping, like, your dog could have been dusted.
Fuck.
Right? Right?
That sucks. I thought Disney was all about the animals' well-being. I mean, look at Snow White.
Yeah, just imagine, like, there's going to be...
Just imagine there's somebody walking their dog on their phone, and all of a sudden...
They look down, the dog is...
Gone.
You hear a little whimper, and then your dog...
Dad? Yeah.
The dog looks up at you right before fading to dust.
It's just like, okay, one of my favorite things... I didn't understand this as a kid, but my parents... I think my parents... This is when they knew that I'm a little bit special. One thing that they still...
Your mom, the one time I met her, just ragged on you so hard. It was wonderful.
Well, she hates my mustache, and she tells me to my face every time I see her, she's like, you need to get rid of that mustache.
Good.
I'm not getting rid of the mustache. It is my secret superpower quirk. there's this thing at Disney World that they sell. It's called an invisible dog. It's pretty much like a leash that's about 5 feet long that's like hairsprayed, so it's stiff, and people walk around like they're walking a real dog.
That's weird.
For the longest time when I was a kid, I legitimately thought that there was invisible dogs at the end of those lines. No, it's just a really straight line that you're supposed to pretend like it's like a mime trick.
I got you.
So the first thing that came to my mind when you said that is like literally that picture in my mind. Huh. I have an invisible dog.
Oh, man. So one thing, they did cast a teenage Cassie Lang. So Scott's daughter will be in the next movie as a teenager, which has me excited.
Wait, the next, like, Avengers movie?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Huh.
But you know why I'm excited?
Why?
Because in the comics, she becomes a character called Stature.
What'd she do?
She can shrink and grow tall. It's basically the next Ant-Man. Oh, okay. She goes by Stature. And she's a member of the Young Avengers. And it's one of my favorite
comic book runs. So then that whole thing is, technically... Hawkeye has kids.
Yes.
So Hawkeye's kids. We know Vision's kids. Like, let's like Vision and Red Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
Whatever. They're going to have a kid.
Yeah.
Thor's going to have a kid with someone. Probably Sif.
It would be cool to just kind of see...
I really want Thor to have children with Sif because that's part of Norse mythology. Manny and Moody, we need them. Or Maudy. M-O-O-D-I.
Yeah.
The Children of Thor.
But you had, like, Patriot, who was a Captain America character. You had Hulkling.
You know, one thing we didn't talk about? One thing we didn't talk about at the Avengers Infinity War?
Yeah.
Is we didn't talk about Cap, like, because at least I thought that Cap was going to die and he was going to pass on the shield. But he didn't.
I mean, it might still happen.
It might still happen, but I was like 100% sure like he's going to die. Either Falcon or Bucky is going to take over for him. I thought that was going to happen.
I think his death will be dealt with in the next movie. I think he's...
You think he's going to pull a Jesus?
I think a lot of them are. I don't see many of the original Avengers walking out of this.
I see a few.
Yeah, maybe a few. Maybe.
We'll see.
Hemsworth. We'll be back.
Who? Chris?
Chris. Yeah, okay. Thor. Thor will be back.
Okay, yeah, because he's got to be old man Thor. Or, like, what's his name? Allfather Thor, that's the name.
And they set up Asgard in Oklahoma in the comics. I really want that to be a thing in the movies.
Me too.
That you just get a big floating Asgard in the middle of Oklahoma.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. It'd be a great, great way to take the franchise.
Now, do you think Loki's, like, legitimately dead?
That's another thing. Loki's a member of the Young Avengers. Because he dies and comes back as a kid. So I'm really hoping. Really hoping that
because
that
the thing
would be
is he didn't get dusted, so he's not in the soul realm. He got his neck snapped. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Speaking about neck snapping.
Oh, yeah. I guess we can move on. So it's Comic-Con weekend. And yesterday, day one brought out a ton of trailers. So we have a lot to talk about today, and it's only day one. We'll probably do an episode next week where we go over more Comic-Con stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, first thing in the morning, we are given the trailer for DC's first series on their streaming service, which is Titans.
The Teen Titans.
Titans.
Whatever.
It's just Titans. There's no teen in this. It starts you off with rated MA. So yeah. you know it's not your Teen Titans Go Titans.
No, God no. That'd be good though. I think I would watch that movie.
I will go see the Teen Titans Go movie.
If the Teen Titans Go movie became that dark.
I am gonna go see that movie though.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to Teen Titans Go. Yeah. I hate the TV show, but that movie looks entertaining. That movie looks super entertaining.
I'll go to it if I'm drunk. Now, another movie that I'm going to want to go see with you is going to be My Hero Academia. Yeah. I recently got addicted to this show because David told me to get addicted, so I did.
And you did.
It's good
stuff. Finished season
two? I was watching Super Troopers True instead this morning.
Okay. You were on one, you only had one episode left of season two, so I figured.
So yeah, I'll have that done before I go into work today.
And you could watch the subtitles.
I mean, I can. I'm not going to say no to that.
Yeah. You could be current.
I could. But back to Titans.
Oh, my God. Do we have to talk about Titans?
Dick Grayson, who is...
hold on. I will say, we've talked about it before, I've defended this show up until this point.
Yes, you have.
I have. And I'm still going to watch it. But I cannot defend what I saw on that trailer today. Except, you know, Starfire looked decent. Beast Boy looked okay.
Well, they didn't show him morphing. Yeah, they literally just showed him for jumping. Like a jumping. Oh!
Raven, I liked the look of Raven.
Raven's going to be an interesting character.
I liked the look of Robin, and I liked the look of Hawk and Dove. This show is going to be ultra-violent.
They take Dick Grayson, instead of being the happy-go-lucky boy wonder, he's pretty much a cold-blooded...
killer.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Pretty much the thing is what do they ask him? Is like, what would Batman say?
No, there's a mugging or something happening that Robin breaks up, and they're like, where's Batman? And then the fight happens, and he's snapping necks and shooting people, and just like, holy fuck.
And then he says, fuck Batman.
Which is fine. I'm okay with the fuck Batman. Just because the time period in which Dick Grayson leaves Batman and becomes Nightwing, they do have a big falling out. I can understand the whole fuck Batman thing. I'm okay with him saying fuck. I'm not okay with Dick Grayson
killing people.
Dick Grayson is supposed to be... he's the light to Bruce's dark.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the next Bat... like, legitimately, when the Dark Knight does die...
yeah.
He is the best bet.
Yeah, I mean, he has taken over for Batman. He's had multiple years as Batman in the comics.
And he's better than Tim Drake.
I like Tim. I do like Tim.
But Tim... well, Tim Drake's Batman is kind of a nut job.
Yes.
He's better than Jason Todd, because... Jason Todd is... the thing is they take Dick Grayson and they turn him into Jason Todd.
Yeah, they basically... like, his actions would come across more as the Red Hood than Nightwing. Even, like... there's two Robins that can kill, in my opinion. Jason Todd, because he's a vigilante. Like, more so. He's like a Punisher-style vigilante.
Yeah, he's a Punisher.
And then Damian Wayne, who was raised by fucking assassins. Let them kill all they fucking want. I don't care. Dick Grayson is, like, Bruce has even said that in the comics that Dick was there to keep Batman from becoming what we saw Dick do in the trailer.
Yeah.
So Robin is always a balance to keep Batman from going too far. What the fuck did we see in this trailer?
Death. Destruction.
Death.
And even blood and gore. Hawk and Dove are supposed to be like, one is supposed to be like the, yeah, let's fight, and the other one's like, let's take a peaceful approach.
Yeah, and even Dove's fucking slashing throats. I'm just like, what in the world is this? I don't understand the level of violence in this show. You can
maybe this is their answer, like, well, our movies are underperforming.
I mean, their TV shows aren't.
Their TV shows aren't, but our movies are underperforming. So let's launch this the streaming service off with a bang.
I have heard that hopefully the Robin scene that we saw was a nightmare or something.
I'd like to believe that, but I don't.
I know, I don't either.
It's just like, I'd like to believe that our president's not in the pocket of Russia, but he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, okay, here's my thought on that. The whole...
We're going from Titans to the Helsinki summit?
Well, not that. Well, not really. The thing is honestly, I don't see why if that
I don't see why it wouldn't have been him killing.
Okay, no. Okay. Hear me out.
Would
yes,
or wouldn't?
Yes, some people have some weird fetishes. So having that... if it exists.
The PP tape?
The PP tape. If it got released, I mean, yes, that would discredit Trump. Everybody would be all upset. But at the same time, a lot of us would just be like, we've known this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What's
you
the big
deal?
You didn't
until I told you yesterday.
Well, I mean, we've known he's a scumbag who's
weird. Oh, yeah.
Honestly, when he told me that that Russia had something on him, the first thing I said to David's like, what, did he kill some hookers or something? Okay, and here's another theory I have. I have a feeling that you can't be a powerful, successful businessman without at least killing one hooker.
Why is that?
I mean, you see that as a trope in every, like, comedic, like an Archer, You see that in just like the whole comedic, it's kind of like an acceptable thing. Now, I'm not devaluing human life or anything. I'm just saying, like, it would not surprise me if he's legitimately have some skeletons in his closet. Let's talk about something a little bit more upbeat. What's next?
Yeah, for sure. So, in other trailers from Comic-Con, we did get our Season 11 Doctor Who trailer.
Yes.
Not a lot to it.
I am pissed off that she's using a new sonic screwdriver.
Why?
So the thing is one thing I really hated about Capaldi was his sonic sunglasses. I thought that was a really dumb idea. Then he actually gets a sonic screwdriver.
But he was blind.
But he uses his sonic screwdriver, his legitimate sonic screwdriver, maybe 3 times in the show.
The blue one?
Yeah.
I don't know. He had Matt's for a whole season. Season plus, he had Matt Smith.
That's why. Yeah, but at least he was using it, which is okay with me.
There's been doctors that went without sonic screwdrivers and altogether.
Which the thing is I would have liked to have a doctor without a sonic screwdriver, but
because it's too much of a crutch. That thing can get you out of everything.
Yeah, it's too much of a crutch, but at the same time, the juggling between the sunglasses and then I'm just going to use my sonic screwdriver, but I'm going to use both at the same time.
But the sunglasses were cool.
I thought they were stupid.
They looked
cool. Bow ties are cool.
They looked cool.
No.
Especially when he was playing guitar. Okay.
As somebody who has prescription sunglasses, I will tell you, I hate wearing them places because I forget that I'm wearing them, and then I'm that tool who's wearing sunglasses indoors.
Speaking of which, Steve, the other day, was like, yeah, if Ben starts, he's going to have to stop wearing the sunglasses in here. I'm like, those aren't his sunglasses. Those are his colorblind glasses. And he's like, Oh. You're like, I guess he's not that big of a tool. It was funny.
But, I mean, the stigma's there. People don't wear sunglasses indoors.
Yeah. I don't know. Trailer...
honestly, it's just a one little small nitpicky thing I'm making about it. Yeah. I can't wait for it.
So the trailer was actually... And you weren't even nitpicking about the new trailer.
No.
So basically, there's a monologue from... the doctor, Jodie Whittaker, talking about how everything's new and you get introduced to the new companions, you get introduced to
which is
her.
Good because she's not just having a companion.
No, she's having three.
An entourage.
I always preferred a full TARDIS compared to just the doctor and one companion. I like the doctor and multiple companions. And I like it that we got a girl, we got a guy, and an old guy. Like, I like that combination. We did find out yesterday at the panel for the show. They're almost done filming the season. They've got 2 episodes left, and so far, no returning villains or planets.
Ooh.
So it's all new.
Because I remember I was reading a story today about how there's no Daleks. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
No Daleks, no Cybermen, no nothing.
Well, because I mean they kind of like outdid themselves with the Capaldi's last episode with
yeah,
the Cybermen.
Yeah,
so it makes
sure.
sense
to not have the Cybermen for a while.
Yeah.
For a long while. And you know, it kind of goes back when the show first went to color with John Pertwee. He went 2 years with having new villains and new planets. And it was
wasn't he stranded on Earth for most
of
that?
Yeah, he was stranded on Earth for 2 years.
Because his TARDIS... Like, what happened to his TARDIS?
The Time Lords basically grounded him.
Oh, okay.
He was basically on house arrest.
On Earth.
But in that time, that's when we got the Silurians. That's when we got the Master. Like, during that time frame where... They specifically wanted to get away from all the old and make it new. It's, they still use those villains today, those monsters today. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this is a nice breath of fresh air that maybe 20 years from now we'll look back and be like, oh, that was a classic. Like, these are now classic monsters that came out in this time frame.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really nice. Yeah, still no release date.
I do like the accent she's going with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the term. Like, is it a Liverpool? I feel like it's a Liverpool accent.
Hey, that sounds right.
She's got like a Liverpool accent. So we've got like a northern accent with Christopher Eccleston. We've got a very proper British with Tennant, a kind of Chav with Smith. We've got definitely a heavy Scottish with Capaldi.
Yeah, it's weird that David Tennant just didn't use his actual accent.
Yeah. And
his actual voice is more along the lines of Scrooge McDuck on the current DuckTales.
Yeah.
Because he does Scrooge.
Yeah. Did you know he was also in Clone Wars?
Yeah.
A
couple episodes.
Speaking of Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah. Moving on. Out of fucking nowhere.
It's not like we didn't ask for this, but we're happy that it came.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think everybody had kind of written it off. Because, like, some of the stories that they didn't finish got adapted to episodes of Rebels. They had released some unfinished footage here and there of storylines. But we're finally, and I love how it starts. The war left unfinished until now.
So apparently this new season, this is the final season
of the Clone Wars.
Of the Clone Wars.
Star Wars Clone Wars is back with its final season.
And it's going to finish at the Battle of Coruscant, apparently, where the original animated series did.
It might go past.
Really?
It might go a little bit past.
So into the Hunt of Jedi.
Maybe a little bit.
That'd be interesting. I would like that.
And when I say a little bit, probably not long after. But there might be like one small story.
We're definitely
going to
get the story arc of the guys who show up in Rebels, of them actually removing their chips.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
For sure. Like, I mean, it has to. It's canon.
Yeah, it's canon. Hopefully we get some Kanan. I would love a Kanan cameo.
We've already seen Ahsoka, so she's showing up again. Now she's more of a freedom fighter.
Yeah. She's still called Anakin Master.
Yeah.
And it was just, that trailer was so well done. Just that opening shot where you get the clone trooper helmet, and then it goes into the two lines of clone trooper
helmets. And it shows the evolution from, like, the very beginning of the Clone Wars to the now Episode 3 Clone Wars.
Yeah. It was so nicely done. I'm all for it. I can't wait.
The only problem is that it's going to be on the Disney streaming service.
Everyone's launching their own streaming services, so...
I think it's an interesting transition of technology where people don't want to pay for cable anymore. They want to pay for their, like, it's, and I hate to put it this way, it's like net neutrality, but socially acceptable. Like, you pay for certain packages.
Yeah.
You pay for the Netflix package. You pay for the Hulu package. You pay for the Disney package. But the thing is people aren't angry about this. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll sign up for this now.
Yeah, and you could always do it. I would be like, oh, I'm going to sign up and watch Titans. I'm going to sign up and watch Clone Wars. And once you're done, you unsubscribe.
Yeah. I mean, it's good in that sense, but at the same time, it's interesting to see the technology change as people are going away from cable, even though cable is like shitting bricks knowing that people are just unsubscribing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And there's a new form of cable coming out. It's a new form.
That's why you have Comcast trying to buy up studios. That way they control the content.
Yeah.
Like, they officially backed out of the Disney deal, by the way. Or the Fox deal.
Well,
Comcast is no longer... They're not going to up their bid again.
Of course not. Oh, I thought they were already done.
No, they officially pulled out yesterday. And now they're going after Sky. The British broadcasting company Sky.
Hmm. As long as they're not going after BBC.
I mean, BBC is public RAN, so...
That's true.
I doubt that would happen.
What else has gone on?
Oh, man. What else was there? We got the...
Trailer for the next Dragon Ball.
Yeah, the next Dragon Ball. The first official canon movie until it's no longer canon. Because this actually happened before. It happened with Battle of Gods and Resurrection F. That those were supposed to be canon... And they were until they got readapted into Super.
And then they became non-canon.
And then the movies became non-canon, even though you can watch those and then just skip to the next arc of Super.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of funny. So I don't know if that'll happen the same once the series comes back.
David was talking about how there's going to be a comic book of The Last Jedi that explains something.
Yeah, yeah. So the Last Jedi comic book series is currently coming out now. I think they're on issue 4 of 6. And they're slightly tweaking The Last Jedi.
Even though the movie's out and it's, like, legitimately out.
Yeah, yeah. The movie's been out.
But the thing is there's... Whenever you've had a... Ever since the first Phantom Menace,
yeah.
There's always been a novelization that expands on.
And the novelization did that quite a bit for Last Jedi, too. And this is just another way to tweak. It's like they're fixing some things that fans complained about, and... It's like, oh, good. Disney's so actually
they're
listening.
They're tweaking things like giving the two women that got harassed their Instagrams back?
No. They can't fix awful fandom. I hate Star Wars fandom.
I hate that about this fandom that we are part of.
Well, I hate fandom in general to a degree because it's not just Star Wars. Even Ghostbusters faced it. The Ghostbusters remake wasn't bad. That's a fun movie.
It was fun, but I'm not saying that I had some predisposed ideas. The only when I first watched it, I was sick on a cruise ship where I worked I had a flu of some kind. So the thing is I'm seeing this in a slightly feverish state.
Yeah.
So I mean my mind's not fully there, kind of like being drunk or being high. And I didn't really
the problems weren't with the girls though.
No, the problems weren't with the girls. It was honestly with the writing. I thought that the slapstick humor and the jokes about all the goddamn soup jokes were just dumb.
Oh, I liked them.
The goddamn soup.
Chris Hemsworth was fucking great in that movie.
I love Chris Hemsworth. Yeah, he was fun.
That's where like most of the jokes came from.
And, but I thought the villain was dumb. The resolution was dumb. The movie was entertaining but not good.
I don't know. I disagree. I think it was entertaining. It's a fine film. I watch it every so often. But, like, Kate McKenna's great. All the cast is great.
The cast is great. It's just that...
But that's what we were talking about. Like, they went after them personally. Why am I spacing her name? The black lady. Anyways, she had to leave Twitter and Instagram because of that. The same backlash. People personally attacking them. Which, I hate that about our fandom.
People will always be
awful,
but you can't get around that. Speaking of which, since me and David are both in the My Hero Academia fandom now, there's a lot of weird memes that you send me all the time.
Oh, dude, they're not even the worst.
So follow
the ship posting Facebook page, and there's a lot of ships, people shipping two characters together. There's a lot of gay ships in
Mario. Oh, yeah, of course.
It's an anime.
It's fucking Rule 32.
Yeah.
34. If it exists, there's porn of it.
Yeah.
And if it exists, there's probably, like, Yaoi or Yuri of
it. Oh, yeah.
That reminds me of South Park, where they're like, how do you decide the Yuri? The Yaoi.
That's funny.
What else? Anything in video game news?
There was a new trailer for Spider-Man. I haven't watched it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That came out yesterday.
So isn't he taking on, like, a brand new villain that we haven't seen in the comic books?
As far as I know, no. Mr. Negative's in the comics.
Oh, okay. So that's who he's taking on?
Yeah. I know the trailer did just show us Silver Sable. They introduced her, so she's in the game.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a new image of Venom that came out last week.
This movie's going to be a fucking train wreck.
And they confirmed that he's going to have the white spider logo. And I'm just kind of like, you can't have that without Spider-Man. This doesn't make sense in my head.
But you've always been like a... Because I remember a while ago you were talking about you've never been a symbiote fan.
I've never been a symbiote fan. So I'm going in... I'm going to go see it. But I'm going into it with a cloud of like, I can't stand symbiotes.
It's not that I'm going to go in there with a, like, I am indifferent to symbiotes. I'm interested to see how Carnage fights Venom. But, Sony, please, stop. There's a difference between being on life support and being on nickel and diming, and you are literally on life support with this.
Yeah, for sure. And they just announced a Morbius movie with,
Morpheus?
Morbius. The living vampire?
Why?
starring Jared Leto as Morbius.
Okay, he'd make a good Morbius.
Yeah, I agree. But it's just like, leave him alone. You don't have... I granted, you could do more...
Did Morbius originally only show up in Spider-Man? Yeah. He was in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Huh, I thought he showed up to other places.
Yeah, his first appearances were in Spider-Man.
Hmm.
He's always been a Spider-Man character. And then later, of course, when they added more, like, Marvel supernatural books like Blade and stuff, he showed up in those. They did announce they finally announced officially the Joaquin Phoenix Joker standalone movie.
Ooh.
It's going to be an origin story for the Joker starring Joaquin Phoenix. That's not part of the DCEU.
Which is going to be interesting because Joker has so many origins.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know how I feel about it. Martin Scorsese's producing it. So it's got great talent behind it. So bring it, I guess. But they also have announced a Jared Leto Joker movie as well. So we're going to have competing Joker movies.
So is this going to be a Joker movie about going into Suicide Squad Joker, or are we going into Dark Knight Joker?
Probably. It's going to be separate. It's a standalone Joker movie. But they, they also announced the Jared Leto Joker movie, which is the same Joker from Suicide Squad.
You know what I'd like to see is a Joker, because there is this joke that goes around where you have Joker is actually Alfred. I'd like to see that movie.
Well, they did just announce. I don't know if any of the stuff that I've had you read, if it's made reference to there being three Jokers.
No.
There's been little drops and hints going around the DC comics for probably about 2 years now, since right before Rebirth, where there are actually three different Jokers in the DC universe.
Okay.
Explain. And they just announced a new title entitled Three Jokers at Comic-Con. So, we'll see.
So you think it's like a... grandfather, father, son?
No, it's more of like almost like a split personality thing, maybe, where there's three different personas of the Joker, but maybe there are indeed three different Jokers.
Because, I mean, you go back to the 1960s, the Joker is like, just like I'm a Joker, I make jokes.
Yeah.
Then you get to...
You can separate your Jokers by, like, almost the level of craziness.
Yeah, and then you get into the Killing Joke, and then you get into the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
So you get, like, the not-so-violent, kind of just gangster Joker.
Yeah.
You get the, like, morbidly disgusting, like, carves people Joker.
Yeah, or carves his own face when he was wearing
skin
as a mask. And then you have the cartoonish Joker. Like, I'm intrigued. I've been intrigued since they started laying the hints down that there are...
As long as Mark Hamill voices it, I don't care.
No, it's going to be... It's in the books. It's a series.
I read his voice in
Mark Hamill. Oh, yeah, for sure. So there you go. One thing that did make me really happy... So Aquaman comes out in theaters this December. Aquaman's one of the best parts of Justice League. I know you haven't seen it. But instead of just being, like, tattooed and leathered, like, there have been toys and statues and now promotional artwork at Comic-Con of him in the bright gold and bright green classic Aquaman look. And it has me so excited.
I always thought that was a bad color combo.
I like it. And it looks like they're taking a step forward because we have now had the first official photo of Shazam. It's bright. It's big. DC's finally getting out of the darkness of Batman v Superman, which made it so dark and gritty, and now we're getting brightly colored.
Do you want some left? There's a little bit left.
Yeah, you can have it. We're getting these brightly colored superheroes, and that makes me super happy.
Sorry, I'm pouring beer.
It's something they desperately needed, which is also why I'm kind of confused that Titans decided to go super violent when their movies are slowly starting to, like, oh, that was a bad idea. Let's go away from the dark and gritty a little bit and liven things up
a bit. Well, that just reinforces my point from earlier, that whole fact of let's go as dark as we can.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of seems like instead of, like, do you remember not too long ago that movie that came out, Dark Justice? Because, I mean, Raven's always had, like, supernatural powers.
Yeah. I mean, her dad's a demon, so.
Demon. There you go.
Demon.
But I'd like to. I think it might be going in that direction, more like maybe a supernatural flavor.
No, that could be. That could be, but it still doesn't justify Dick Grayson killing a bunch of people.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't. I mean,
now,
you see, I would much rather see Raven kill people than I would.
Yeah, Dick Grayson. Any of the other Titans, I would be okay with,
except for Beast Boy. Also, we didn't see Cyborg. Is Cyborg not?
Cyborg's not part of it
because he's part of the Justice League.
Yeah.
Even though he's a teenager.
Yeah. It would be interesting. I think it would be kind of neat if maybe, because it's not part of the CW timeline of shows. It's not connected to Flash and Arrow, which is unfortunate. I wish it was.
See, that's another thing. I was really upset that when they originally announced who was going to play the Flash in the Justice League, I'm like, you've already got a show on it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree. Now, you have multiple different competing shows that aren't in the same universe. That kind of bugs me. Like, why not just make it part of that?
Well, it's kind of like the argument of all the Netflix, like Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, they're in the same universe, but they never overlap in the movies. Because, I mean, let's be honest, they're kind of like... It's like in My Hero Academia. There's the professional, and then there's, like, the real, like, outstanding pros.
Yeah.
The idea of, oh, yeah, they're the small-time crime people, and then there's, like, the fucking world-ending...
Yeah, for sure. It would be nice to have some continuity between them, but I think since Titans isn't part of, like, the Arrowverse, I really wish it would be, oh, this is the Dick Grayson that was under Ben Affleck. I would really like that.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And I think it would fit what we've seen from the DCEU so far, having that darker and grittier tone. We saw Ben Affleck's Batman kill people. So, it would make sense that his Robin would, too.
Okay, so here's another argument. There's always this argument that Batman does not kill people, but he still uses... The way that he fights... Like, think of this with, like, legitimate medical physiology.
Yes.
You break a bone in a certain way, you cut an artery, that dude's dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying that Batman's perfect. Like... There's not, like, yes, beating them up so that they can fight another day. Like, he leaves them, quote-unquote, alive, but these people might be crippled for the rest of their lives. Which is also...
for sure.
These people are...
definitely.
They're going to be crippled the rest of their lives. They're going to be pretty much walking dead people.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
You're not wrong.
There's that argument,
too. Yes, there is.
Because, I mean...
I don't use guns more than I don't kill, but we saw him using guns and...
But at the same time, I remember seeing this. There was a breakdown video of, like, a trailer that was released for Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
Where the Batmobile was using sandbag guns. Have you ever seen anybody who's gotten hit by a sandbag? Those things are, just like rubber bullets, can be lethal.
Yeah, oh yeah, for
sure. Rubber bullets and sandbags can be lethal.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's not like, oh, he didn't intend... Like, oh, or he's also got the shock gauntlets on. Like, you electrocute somebody in the right way, they're dead.
Yeah. There's a line that you just kind of...
But it's also the same kind of argument that you make dropping bombs in space. It's not supposed to be real life. It's supposed to be exaggerated life. Oh, yeah, I killed my bonsai tree.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you can see it's not on my patio anymore.
Oh, what did you do to it?
I didn't do anything. I watered it correctly.
You killed it. That means you did something wrong.
I think it was too hot for it outside.
Ah. Yeah, aren't they supposed to be inside?
Technically, they're supposed to be between 80 degrees and 60 degrees.
Okay.
So I put it outside in a shaded area where it would be about 80 to 60. But the thing is it got too much heat because we've had a ridiculously hot summer so far.
Yeah, it feels great outside today.
It does, but that's because it was raining earlier.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that Titans... And Titans is spinning off Doom Patrol...
Okay.
And then also they're doing a live action Swamp Thing. I could see tome that was in Titans working for both of those.
I'd like to see a live-action Swamp Thing. That'd be interesting.
I mean, they had it before. It ran for three seasons in the 90s.
That's right. Was that like a Captain America offshoot, or what was it?
No. They had the two Swamp Thing movies, and then it spun off into a TV series.
That's right. I forgot about those, but they're like low-budget.
The first one's directed by Wes Craven.
But, I mean, they're not heavily talked
about. No. They're kind of forgotten.
Yeah.
And... Well, maybe now it'll finally come out on DVD with the new show.
We'll see.
That'd be nice. But one thing about the DC streaming service, though, they're actually adding Batman the Animated Series for the first time in HD. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exciting. But it's going to have their complete library of cartoons and movies and comics you'll get access to for $7 a month. That's pretty solid.
This sounds like an advertisement.
I know. Hashtag no sponsorship. I'm tempted. Like, right now, they've almost got my money. It's $70 for the year. They've almost got my money.
You know, one thing that I've noticed about living in my apartment by myself is that how wary I am to spend money on certain things
and how wary I'm not
for other things.
Yeah.
Like, recently at the 4th of July, I bought, like, $400 worth of apparel.
Jesus.
Well, 200 of that was like for like bamboo sheets.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
For a friend who's moving to Austin.
But you bought that for a friend?
It's a going away present. I don't know. I mean, they're moving so far away. I want to give them something like a really good. I didn't give them a good wedding gift, so I feel like this is my extension of that.
Oh, my friends didn't give me shit for my wedding. You know, I take that back. I think Andrew gave me like $200.
But, and then I also bought two shirts and then two pairs of socks, which came out to be $400 because it's bamboo fiber and it's the best thing ever. Honestly, if you have the time, this is, I honestly say, no sponsorship, but if you can, go to caraloha.com. It's really, really good clothing.
And if you listen to this, please pick us up.
Yes.
Comfortable. Kurt.
Moisture wicking.
Kurt, you didn't get me a wedding gift.
I didn't know you when you got married.
You knew her.
I knew her from high school in passing.
I know. I'm joking.
Then other things, like, I was so hesitant to get on Hulu. Like, I was really, really hesitant. Like, do I really want to do $7 a month? And I'm like, okay, fine. So I gave in to that. And then I've also been crunching my numbers for how much, like, food I eat. Like, I eat so much food out. I rarely do have the time
to
cook.
You'd save a lot of money if you didn't do that.
I would. But at the same time, I mean, I usually cook about twice a week.
Yeah.
And that will last me,
do
like...
Do you do big meals?
Yeah,
I mean... That lasts you for...
About 3 days ago, I did a big thing of vegetable curry with tofu.
Have you heard of a service called Blue Apron?
I have, yes. I mean, I can advertise that on Hulu all the time.
Right.
So, I mean, I do cook for myself, but it's usually, like, snack food.
No, you should start a website using Squarespace to tell everybody what you cook.
God damn it. I hate those advertisements.
Okay, do you use Audible.com?
I actually do. I enjoy Audible.
Yeah, me too. Sorry, I was trying to think of everything we could possibly mention to...
YouTube Red. It's thievery. Pay for really shitty, like, things nobody asked for. YouTube Red.
Hashtag no sponsorship. Oh, geez.
And there's one cease and desist.
yeah, right? You know, I've always been wanting to do Loot Crate.
You know, honestly, I think it's an interesting service.
Yeah.
But I don't wear t-shirts. Because the thing is between my two jobs, I rarely get to wear my civilian clothing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why I've worn this Nightwing shirt for 2 days.
Sure it is. And here I was thinking of, like, you know what? This morning I'm going to do my laundry before David gets here. I was like, nah.
Yeah. I'm going to watch Super Troopers instead.
What else? Is there anything else that we can close on? I know we're at... A good. We're at a good time right now.
Yeah. We're doing really good time wise.
What else can we talk about?
I don't know. I could just call it a day. It's a good episode. There's a lot of content.
There is.
We'll have more to talk about.
Yeah, when Comic-Con's over, and again, guys, we're sorry that it's been a month. It's just been hectic scheduling things around both of our, well, both of my jobs, David with his job and having a wife.
I turned 30. I turned 30 when we were gone.
He did. He did. How does it feel to be three decades?
I think the better question would be to ask my mom how it feels to have her youngest kid turn 30. Me, I don't feel too different. I think it's driving her crazy.
I'm 25, and I haven't aged mentally since I was 16.
No. No. Actually, I think I might go sign up for the AMC premiere.
For?
AMC Theaters.
What does premiere
do? It's like Movie Pass. It's $20. It's $20 a month, but you get three free movies a week with no restrictions, no blackout dates, and it includes IMAX and Dolby.
That sounds like a decent service, but I mean, as I said earlier, I'm kind of like, do I really need this?
I go to the movies a lot.
And that's the thing, like, usually on my day off, like, if you have a movie that you want to review for the for this,
yeah,
I usually go and do it on my day off. But besides Ant-Man and Wasp, the next movie that I'm waiting for is probably Lego Movie 2.
It's not until February.
Or
March.
You know, a movie that I've seen a lot of advertisements for that I would be interested to seeing it, but not by myself, is Thank You for Whatchamacallit. It's a... it looks like some sort of a strange comedy. Thank You for...
Thank You for Smoking? That's a good movie.
That is a good movie. Regardless, it would be an interesting movie to see.
I'm going to go see Mission Impossible next week.
Okay.
So
you already got a lineup.
Yeah. I'm going to go see Mission Impossible, Teen Titans Go. Let's see here.
You see, if I were to see Teen Titans Go, I would...
Christopher Robin.
What was the movie that I told you about that really got... Was that Incredibles that got kind of destroyed because of my immersion? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I already mentioned that last time.
I'll probably go see The Meg because it looks crazy and ridiculous.
Looks so goddamn stupid. It's Sharknado. It's like a Sharknado movie.
Yeah, it looks kind of awesome.
Now, scientifically speaking...
Oh, yeah, The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Maybe.
That looks funny.
Scientifically speaking, yes, we don't know it lives at the depth of the ocean. Yes, it's hypothetically feasible to maybe think that the Megalodon didn't go extinct. But it's the same thing with the fucking Loch Ness Monster. In order for a species to exist, you have to have a breeding community. Where is the breeding community?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this. Have you seen the trailer for Black Klansman?
What? Is this like a Dave Chappelle joke?
No. I'm going to pull up the trailer for Black Klansman. This looks so funny.
Oh, also Godzilla 2 with What's-Her-Face from Stranger Things. There's a trailer out.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's better than the original movie, because that movie was awful. It's 15 minutes of Godzilla and 3 hours of People I Don't Care About with Bryan Cranston for like 30 minutes.
I know. It was mismarketed. I was hoping for more Bryan Cranston.
That's the main reason I saw it. It's like, oh... Maybe the reason why Godzilla is so powerful is because of all
this.
The meth.
I saw this trailer at the art cinema the other day. I went and... That's an ad for something else.
For CNN Films.
I went and saw...
Ever been a black cop in the city? We think you might be the man to open things up around here.
This movie looks hysterical.
Clan. That David Duke?
God.
Last time I checked.
What can I do for
him? Well, since you asked, I hate blacks. I hate Jews, Mexicans and Irish, Italians and Chinese. But my mouth to God's ears, I really hate those black rats. And anyone else, really, that doesn't have pure white Aryan blood running through their veins.
I'm happy to be talking to them.
Holy shit.
God bless white America.
There's what's his face?
It's Spike Lee's new movie.
Planning an attack.
How do you propose to make this investigation?
We'll establish contact over the phone. We'll need a white officer to play me when they meet face to face.
For the white race, Ron?
Oh, hell yeah. So it becomes a combined
Ron Stallworth.
Can you do that?
With the red white man, we can do anything.
This is gonna be great, right?
That's right. Never.
So what kind of stuff are you guys doing?
Cross burnings, marches. This is fiction. It'll be a big year for us.
You asked too many questions. You undercover or something?
With Jordan Peele producing.
This will be fun.
Topher Grace is David Duke.
That'll be a fun movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, there's all kinds of stuff coming out. Let's see. Summer of 84. It's a slasher movie that looks all right.
My Hero Academia in theaters. We're going to see that.
Yes. It doesn't have a U.S. release date yet. Happy Time Murders in August.
What's that about?
The Muppet movie?
Oh, that's right.
That
I will see. Legitimately see. Are we still recording?
We are still recording, okay. Yeah. Let's see. August is kind of bare, besides those couple that I've mentioned. Oh, The Nun? The next Conjuring universe movie? It's funny that The Conjuring has a better established universe than the DCEU.
It's not just The Conjuring. It's like, what is it? There's Paranormal Activity has a lot of movies that did well. There was Saw that did a lot of movies that did well.
But The Conjuring has a universe of movies. They have The Conjuring, they have Annabelle, and now they have The Nun. All those take place within the same universe.
Where does Insidious take place?
Different? It's different, yeah.
Okay.
We have Predator in September. This only goes up to mid-September. So there are definitely things that I will go see.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that as I said earlier, it's not like I'm not going to go see movies. It's just that when on my day off, it's the question of, do I want to get things done or do I want to just
chill? Yeah, for sure. I get that. But I don't know. I at least go to the Dolby Theater once a month, and that's $15 for that ticket. Which
just
pays
for better
for
sound?
It's awesome. I love that Dolby Auditorium.
I mean, I watched the Dolby Auditorium when I saw It.
Yeah. And it was worth it.
With a girl who I can't remember her name.
That just came out a year ago. Was it your only date?
No, we saw each other for like 2 months, but I
just can't.
Can't remember her name.
Jeez.
Guess she left an impression on me.
Didn't leave an impression. She didn't leave an impression.
If you're listening to this, I'm sorry if I forget your name.
No, he's not. He doesn't care.
Not really.
He does not care. Okay. I'm going to hit stop.
I'm Chris Sider.
I'm David West.
Have a good one, guys.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show. Follow me on Twitter at David West underscore KOES.
Don't follow me on Twitter. I don't post.
Do you have one?
I do, actually.
Do you want to log into ours and post from it?
I don't
post enough.
I don't see the value in Twitter, because when Twitter first came out, the first thing that I thought was, literally, I would only use this to update everyone on how my shits were that day.
Okay, yeah.
Because there's no reason for me to know your every waking, breathing moment.
It was soft. It didn't hurt. There was no blood.
But I mean, it's also that same joke that I made yesterday. Is like, I pity the woman who marries me, because I take some really nasty shits.
Man, I was on a roll last night. I really wish I would have kept it up. I was giving Kurt the best time at work last night.
Yeah.
It was fun. I think everybody had a good time with it.
Sniff that elbow.
Yeah.
No, sniff the wrist.
I'm going to explain this. At one point last night, Kurt took off his iWatch, and then I just saw him, like, smell his wrist.
I was curious on how it smelled.
That doesn't help.
See, I take my wrist off. It's itchy, so instinctively I put it up to my nose. Is it infected? Do I have a problem? No.
I know, but I just happened to catch you doing it, which was funny.
It's an animalistic, instinctual thing. I can't argue it other than that.
Oh, you don't need to.
Irritated skin.
It
Is
was
this
just
infected?
Funny.
Must check. Subconscious
sniff. It was just funny. It's just funny. All right. Well, I'm gonna stop the recording now, and I'm gonna post this immediately. All right. Stop. Why isn't it stopping?